The Novos.
The Novos.
New FM.
Feel Good Friday.
I don't know about you, but I feel good.
Well, happy Feel Good Friday, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ari.
Hello.
You're looking fantastic today.
Oh, thanks.
I'm guessing you're ready for our world pass today. Is that what it is?
I thought, you know what, I'll put on a decent top.
Yeah.
Not a jumper or a sport shirt.
I still have to go home and get changed between when we finish the show.
Oh, that's good.
And world pass today.
That's fine. You live close by.
Yeah, that's right. It's on the way, so that's all good. Mm. Very exciting, though.
Yeah, never been to Inferno before, so it should be good.
We are going to have a great day. Plus, everyone can celebrate world pass today just by eating pasta.
Yeah, that's it. Super easy.
Exactly right.
Or maybe some experimenting would be good because pasta's quite...
versatile?
Yeah. So, like, try out a different sauce, add something to it. I don't mind a bit of seafood with my pasta sometimes.
Oh,
just
my
depends.
God. Don't tease me with a good time. A prawn in there? Yes, please.
Oh, prawn and some bacon. Yes.
Yeah, what?
Oh, there you go.
Was that a little Scottish accent?
I don't know what that was, actually.
Some bacon.
Yeah, try that out today, too. Yeah.
Everyone loves a bit of bacon.
New FM's The Novos, celebrating World Pasta Day 2024. Inferno Hamilton, your local favourite for wood-fired pizza, pasta and cocktails. Now open in Charlestown too.
And, of course, it is happening today. We're off to our World Pasta Day lunch. Of course, I have to look at the Inferno menu.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I can't resist. How about some of these starters? Some truffle-infused arancini.
Ooh.
That's a yes for me.
Yeah, I like truffle.
So do I. This one looks amazing on the, in the pictures. The hot olives wood-fired pizza bowl.
Oh, it's so like, you like olives, don't you?
Yeah. So the little bowl is made of like a pizza.
Oh.
So they wood fire a little pizza and then turn that into a bowl.
So clever.
And then fill it full of olives. That sounds amazing.
That is great.
This is the sort of delicious food you can get at Inferno, Hamilton and Charlestown.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, if you want to book some, like, you know, fantastic Christmas event, you can do it now with them as well.
Yes.
We're off to our lunch. Well, of course, we'll report back on Monday what it was all like.
Go test it out for you.
Exactly. Happy World Pasta Day, everyone.
Now we move into the weird and wonderful world that is the Kardashians and what it's like to be rich if you're a kid. So Northwest, which is the eldest child of Kim Kardashian, she has four kids.
That's right. Is Kanye the father of all four?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
I don't believe there's four. That's amazing.
Yeah, very strange. Weird family. Anyway, so Northwest, because, you know, her mum turned 44 the other day. Happy birthday, Kim Kardashian.
Sure.
Hope you had a great day. Well, apparently she gifted her mum an estimated $20,000 diamond necklace with, like, a little gold bar on the bottom of it.
Really?
Yes.
$20,000. So it raises the question, is this kid just got 20 G's in her wallet? How old is the kid?
She's 11.
11.
She should not be tampering with any type of money at 11.
I think
20 cents to go get a chocolate sundae, maybe.
Maybe I had. At 11, maybe I had $20.
I didn't even have that. No.
Yeah. $20,000 for a kid that age is ridiculous. Do they take it in their, like, cash in their wallet to the jewelry store?
Surely not.
What, do you go with your... Do you order it online? I have so many questions.
Oh, look.
At that age, what is going on?
She probably went with Kris Jenner, her grandmother. She probably just went with her to go and, you know, I don't know, purchase it. Not really sure how this came about. But anyway, it doesn't matter. The whole point of this story, as well as the $20,000 kind of, you know.
Gift.
Yeah. On the gift, it has an engravement on the little gold bar saying Skibbity Toilet. Now, if you don't know what the heck that is, it is like a Jen Alpha thing.
Yes, I am me. I would like to know what Skibbity Toilet means, please.
Well, basically, it just means... I don't even know what it means. It's all just about an internet meme. That's all it is.
Right.
Yeah, it's about a head sticking out of a toilet. It's a graphic on YouTube.
I'm just doing a quick live Google now. And... There's so many, I get, it's something to do with a filmmaker's video by a YouTuber who features like some sort of remix that has come from that. Essentially a meme.
Yeah, it's stupid. So it's a web series on YouTube about toilets with human heads sticking out of the bowl. The human-headed toilets are in a fictional war with cyborgs. God knows what the hell that is. I don't know why it's so popular. I don't get why it's rotting our brains. But anyway, so yeah, so she gave it. So Northwest gave it to Kim, and Kim in her Instagram video was just like, oh,
skibbity toilet.
Anyway, so yeah, she seemed very appreciative. And then out of the corner, you've got Northwest in the video going, but Mum, you love skibbity toilet. And she's like, do I?
So here's what's brilliant about that.
Yeah.
If you're 11 years old, you give your parents something, they go, oh, I love that. And then they put it away, don't use it.
Yeah, because it's awful.
That's $20,000 just put in a cabinet, never being used.
I know.
What a waste of money. God, they know how to do that.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
Imagine your shock. You want a little bit of, clean up done around your house, getting ready for summer, for the entertaining season.
Yeah, the social times.
That's right. You go, oh, I don't really feel like doing the lawns or whatever.
Yeah, it's a bit of a task and a half, isn't it?
That's it. I'm going to give Jim's mowing a call.
Great.
Right there, you see the little trailers being towed around everywhere.
Mm.
You think, brilliant. That'll just get the place sorted. There's someone will come around, and maybe I'm just going to take Saturday off. I've worked hard all week.
Lovely.
Fair enough, yes. Right? Anyway, this guy, he calls up Jim's mowing like the hotline. It's like a 1-300 number or whatever.
Mm.
And the idea is that they'll then connect you to your local gym's mowing or like book it in and then send someone out to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of calling like a mobile number you might see on a trailer, you just call this 1-300 number. Anyway, he's sort of based out near Wagga Wagga kind of way.
Okay.
And he thinks, oh, that'll be perfect. Send someone around, all done. They quoted him for a small backyard tidy up and mow. $685.
Oh, that's a bit steep, isn't it?
Now, that is a lot of money.
Yeah, it is.
Like I was trying to remember, my wife Emmy does the mowing.
Yes.
And, that's a lot cheaper than that. but I think the last time we did get it done, it had gotten in a real state and it was like, it's still under $100. It was maybe 80 or something.
Is that all?
That's what I mean.
That's actually a fair price.
So $685 is just ridiculous. Now, I've been looking at some mowers online that you could buy yourself with $685.
Is there many?
Oh, there's heaps.
Just buy one.
Exactly right. At that price, they should leave the mower and whippersnipper behind for you to do it next time.
Absolutely.
Because that is just outrageous. I don't know. Now, sorry. Yeah, what were you going to say?
I was just going to say, if someone's quoting you over $600 for the lawns, just call your wife to come and do it.
Well, you know what? At that price, I reckon she would. She'd be like, here, take the baby for the day. I'm going to make some money. I'd be like, off you go. $685. That's brilliant.
The Novos. New FM. Get that feel-good Friday feeling.
Okay, this is exciting. So the Newcastle Jets for round two, they're going up against MacArthur Bulls tonight at 7:30. So it should be quite interesting considering MacArthur, get this, for their round one A-League opener for this season, flogged Perth Glory 6-1.
Really?
Yeah, so MacArthur are top contenders this season, so it should be interesting to see how our beautiful Jets go. But we did lose our last round 1-0, only 1-0. That's not too bad against like the top tier side, Melbourne City. So we've had a bit of a rough and tough start.
I think rather than rough. Mm. I think look, you said that they won against Perth Glory. I still think we've got a chance here though.
Possibly.
It's a reimagined team and they would have first game out, you're always going to be a little bit rusty, right?
Yeah, that's right.
So they would have gone back to the sheds afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
Right, let's reorganise. We know what we did wrong here.
Mm-hmm.
This, and this. We'll fix it for next time.
Mm.
They're going to be ready. I think we're going to get this one.
Oh, I hope so. So good luck to our boys. 7:35, that's at Campbelltown Sports Stadium. So if you can get down to Campbelltown, why not support our boys?
That's a drivable. That is drivable. And, it wouldn't be too expensive, I'm sure, to go see them.
No, it'll be fine.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Imagine this. You're travelling in India. You know, it's a beautiful part of the world. Maybe you see the Taj Mahal.
Oh, gorgeous.
Maybe you eat a curry. I don't know.
Culture.
It's your trip.
Mm.
That's you over there. Anyway, this guy, he's had a bit of street food, which is fine.
Mm.
3 days later, starts to feel a bit of bloating, indigestion.
Oh, no.
Ongoing, sort of. It's been getting a bit worse. Mm. He goes, this has been going on 3 days now. I'm going to go to the doctor, see if maybe that maybe they've got some indigestion, you know, quickies or something like that for me to take. Anyway, the doctor says, oh, this is a bit strange. We're going to get you checked out here because it shouldn't be lasting this long the way that it is. Oh, we'll do a little bit of a scan. Turns out he had a live cockroach inside his body. This is all to do with the food, the street food that he'd eaten 3 days earlier. This is not your regular indigestion. This had gone up inside his body and was causing him all sorts of pain. It was 3 centimetres long inside his intestines.
Oh, my God. That's not small, really, when you look at it.
No. Apparently, this is what they speculate, is it crawled down his throat while he was asleep. Or possibly he swallowed it while visiting the night market.
Oh, God.
Getting the street food.
Oh, my God. That's disgusting. What? How scared would you be? I'd be freaking out. Go get it out of me.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
I mean, they talk about how, like, cockroaches are supposed to be able to survive, like, a nuclear war or whatever. They reckon they're the only creatures that would.
It wouldn't surprise me. Those things are so damn hard to kill.
Well, they certainly are. If your mortine's not getting it, a bit of, like, juice from your stomach's not going to get it, is it?
Your bowel juice.
What is living inside us?
Oh, no, now that's freaked me out.
I'll leave you with that little thought.
UFM. The Novos.
When it comes to, I guess, naming new animals, there's supposed to be, like, sort of rules around it. Maybe it's the person who found it or something like that. But there's been a new snake that's been named after Leonardo DiCaprio.
I wonder why this is. Is it because, like, maybe Leo paid for this little expedition investigation science project?
No, it wasn't like that. Apparently, when it came down to it, just sort of they thought it looked like the face looked a bit like him or something like that, which I thought was a bit of fun. But I thought what we could do is perhaps look up or create some names for other snakes based on celebrities.
Okay, yeah, this is a bit of fun, a bit of creativity here.
Yeah, exactly. So I thought we could start with the golfing great Tiger Snake Woods.
That's fun.
Good opportunity there. If they're not changing a tiger snake name to that, I think they're missing something there.
Yeah, they definitely should.
All right, how about this? When it comes to music, how about Justin Timbersnake?
Love it.
Yeah, there's another idea.
Yep.
Then I thought we could do Mike Python.
Oh.
The great boxer / snake.
Also a little bit of a fun one for that because he does talk like this. So well, Python.
Well, perhaps it could be. Mike Python. Exactly right. Then if we go back in time a little bit, just a little bit of a retro flashback, if you will.
Yeah.
How about William Snakespeare?
Oh, love it.
Now, you're a big Snakespeare fan, aren't you?
I am.
What's your favourite Snakespeare play?
Oh, probably Samlet.
Yeah, there you go. Perfect. If you got a Burmese python, perhaps we could rename that to Burmy Sanders.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, I've got a few more and then I'm running out of steam here.
Okay, I've got a good one too later.
Okay, what have you got?
Well, I was going to say because, you know, do you remember Getaway?
Yes, Getaway. Yeah, of course.
You remember...
Mike Whitney.
No.
Oh, no, that's Weekender. Weekender.
Okay. Yeah. So you remember Katrina Roundtree or whatever her name is?
Vaguely.
Yeah, she's like blonde. She's got a very fun vibe. She's very, very famous on that show. Mm. What about Katrina Browntree Snake?
Oh, I like that. That is a bit of fun.
Yeah.
Okay, a couple more to wrap things up. How about Reese Slitherspoon? Could be a bit of fun. And finally, my absolute favourite, Hissy Elliott.
That has to be my favourite.
You're
going to
work it. Am I right?
The Novos. Feel Good Friday.
All right, so Halloween, of course, upon us.
Yes.
And
spooky.
My favourite costume I've seen so far is Tony Hawk's costume.
Oh, the actual Tony Hawk?
The actual Tony Hawk.
Okay.
Has dressed up as Larry David. From Curb Your Enthusiasm / Writer of Seinfeld, whatever you want to say.
Yeah.
Incredible costume, full makeup, everything.
Whoa.
It looks identical, but then it's him. He's riding a skateboard doing a kickflip. There's a great photo of him doing this big kickflip on a half pipe. Awesome. And honestly, it looks like Larry David is doing that skateboarding trick, which defies all expectations.
He's given Larry David a new career choice.
It looks like some sort of incredible AI photo or something. That's how good the costume is. Attention to detail on point.
Can we also be appreciative of the fact that Tony Hawk is still skateboarding?
Well, that is obviously one of the great, I guess, treats of our time.
Mm.
That he's still out there skateboarding. His daughter, too, amazing skateboarder.
Oh, so. You know, if you're his kid, you'd definitely be learning when you're at a young age.
That's right. And you probably got access to like 10% off on skateboards, too. So you got you get a head start in life.
Mm. Definitely.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
So we are coming into the end, like pointy end of the year, of course. So an article has come out about this mum. She lives over in the UK. I think she's like a mum of two or three or something like that. So she's put up this post about how she is writing an anti-Christmas list of gifts that she doesn't want, leaving her family very confused. Some people say this is a good idea. Some people say that it's not.
I say this is absolutely genius. There is nothing worse than getting things that you don't want at Christmas. People spend money on it, and you go, I'm never going to use that. And then you have to do the whole, like, song and dance saying, oh, my God, I love it. It's so good. Thank you. This is so useful. Mm. When deep inside you're like,
yeah, pretty much. It's like, oh, or you have like the disdain of, where am I going to put this? I have no room.
That's
in my
right.
House. And this is where this woman is coming from. She goes, look, I admit I am difficult to buy gifts for, but the thing is, I really don't want more things than I have. I already have enough stuff at home. You know, if I want something, I'll buy something, but I really just would prefer not to get anything.
Yeah, and that's fine. And I'm a bit the same in some ways, to be honest.
Well, this got us talking behind the scenes yesterday about how, you know, if this is the case, I think an anti-Christmas list could be handy this Christmas.
Very much so.
Because, you know, you always get things that you don't want, like you said. So what would be on your anti-Christmas list?
All right. First thing that comes to mind, clothing.
Okay.
I've got enough clothing. I've got clothing in my cupboard, right, that has been given as Christmas gifts that I don't either like or doesn't fit well or something, like it's not a good cut or something, and I just don't want it.
Yeah.
And it sits there, the tag just hangs there forever. It's never even been cut off from new.
Well, that's right.
What a waste of resources for everyone involved.
Yeah, and it's just not fun. That's, you know, you don't want to
exactly
pretend that you like something when you
the
don't.
The other one is car care kits. As in, like, car wash, car, you know, like...
That'd be handy, wouldn't it?
No.
No?
Because it's never, like, the one you use, and I don't wash my car that much. So that's a big no from me. Stop buying me car wash in a bucket.
That's brilliant.
You know, it's like there's a little pack from Super Cheap Auto?
Yes, I do.
Stop buying me that. There's, like, three in the garage. I'm never using them.
Fantastic. I love that.
They're my two things on my no-buy-me list.
Okay. Well, I'll set mine off as well. So
sure.
The first one for me is books. Don't buy me books. I'm not reading them. And if I do, I'll probably get either a chapter or 10 pages in. I'm putting it down. That thing collects dust. There is no point.
Never to be read again.
Reading sucks.
Sometimes people, for whatever reason, they get, like, stuck on a certain gift and they keep giving it to you. I've got a friend who somebody gave her like a statue of a cow one time. Right, it's like just a little cow statue. And then other people saw that statue in their house. They thought, oh, she must love cows, and keep giving her cow statues. And she's ended up with like 35 cow statues. She's like, I don't even like cows, but I can't throw them away because people give them to me. They expect to see it on display with the other cows when they come to visit.
So she has a shrine in her house just of cows.
To something she doesn't like.
Oh, my God, that is so bad. Second on my list as well, right, is like keychains.
Really? People
keep
buying them for you, do they?
Yep.
And you're like, I have no use for this. I don't even like keychains at all.
And the third one, now, this has happened throughout my entire life. You know how, okay, I'm a young woman.
Yes, you are.
So people buy me jewellery. Like, as in, like, not the expensive jewellery, you know. I'm not complaining about that. But, like, little bracelets or earrings and stuff, I don't wear them.
Yeah, you're actually not a jewellery person, really, are you?
No, not at all. So
stop,
like,
buying Ari jewellery.
Just buy me scrunchies and socks and I'm good.
And done and dusted. All right, this is what we're after. What are these things that people keep buying for you or you just don't want bought for you and it ends up under the Christmas tree and you think, oh, not again? Or they just think, this is something you'll like, and they have it so wrong. In Rutherford, Trish, what are you sick of getting?
Clothes and shoes, because I either you don't like them or they won't fit.
Yeah, right. So do you usually get like the designer brands and stuff, right? Yeah, Trish?
No, not the designer brands, probably Kmart brands or something
like that.
Yeah, right,
Louis Vuitton, that sort of stuff.
I only wish, mate,
Oh, so you do want clothes and shoes, it turns out, just not the ones you get given.
No, just not the ones I get, no.
Yeah, stop giving Trish Kmart and give her some decent stuff.
Yeah, nice stuff, please.
Yeah, a bit of Dior or something, eh?
Yeah, why not? Yeah, go for it.
Fair enough. All right. So we just, a little bit of an alteration is what we're after
yes,
there.
Yes, that's right.
Okay. Next to Stroud.
Yeah, with Jacob. Good morning, Jacob. What do you not want for Christmas?
Undies.
Yes, there's got to be that token person with the undies. Yep.
Yeah.
How many pairs do you reckon? Is the undies drawer absolutely chockers?
Yep.
Yeah.
Just embarrassing, open that up in front of your family.
And they're just all bouncing out of there, like, because you've got so many pairs. Do you have all the ones with the weekdays on them and everything?
Oh.
No, not yet.
Not yet.
I'm waiting for that.
Yeah.
You know what? Yeah. Jacob sounds like a man who has been broken by undies as gifts.
Yeah, that's right.
Please give the man something else this Christmas.
Yeah, get him a book. Okay, let's go to Chris in Thornton. Good morning, Chris. What's on your Christmas anti-wish list?
Morning, guys. It's not actually me, it's my mum. Mm-hmm. So the person that you said about the cows, with my mum it was pigs. So
really?
Somebody bought a pig and then all of a sudden thinks that she loves pigs. So our house was full of them. We had a wall unit that was just full of her pig collection. And she tells us every year, do not, I repeat, don't buy them. At all, and we do sometimes just to annoy her.
I love that.
As kids do, mm-hmm. But we only do that if we're not already kind of toeing the line with our mum at the time.
Right, so if you're in the good books at the moment, you go, we can afford one pig prank this year.
Yeah, and it's usually something little, like a little fridge magnet that doesn't cost much or something that it's kind of just do it as a laugh kind of.
Yeah,
and
mini
they
gift.
Can throw it out. Yeah, she can throw it out. We don't get butt hurt.
I think Chris's mum would be more happy if she could turn those pigs into bacon. Then she could just eat her way home.
Exactly. At least she could eat something and get something out of it rather than having a whole house filled with pig statues. Ooh. I can think of nothing worse.
105.3 UFM. UFM. The Novos. Lowest.
Woo! Game time for Feel Good Friday. This is Lowest to Lux. How it works, we pull three items from anywhere. You need to guess not what the price is, but the order of the prices. So the cheapest to the middle to the most expensive. If you do that, you are walking away with an awesome yet funny prize.
That's right. So first of all, you get two tickets to the Newcastle Comedy Club. It's Newcastle's only dedicated comedy club.
That's right.
That's a guarantee. Mm-hmm. Then you're also in the draw for the last two seats to the Novo's Well Past Today lunch at Inferno Hamilton today.
That's exciting.
12 o'clock today, Inferno Hamilton. You could be coming along to that as well.
Treat your taste buds.
Exactly right. It's Well Past Today as well.
Yay!
What a celebration that is.
Mm-hmm.
But you want those comedy club tickets as well? This is your chance. Call up now, 4967 4105. All you got to do is put three things in order.
So easy.
Usually easy. Sometimes a little tricky.
Yeah, sometimes we get ya.
Exactly right. All right, 4967 4105. Call now. We'll be singing when we're winning. Today at Inferno Hamilton, let's meet our contestant vying for these prizes today.
Yeah.
In Ellamore Vale. Good morning, Helen. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm very well for this Friday.
That's the way. And how is Helen Orvale this morning?
Yeah, it's nice. Actually, it's funny compared to the weather we had last night.
Yeah, it was pouring down last night, Helen.
Did you get a bit of a shower, did you?
Got lots of rain.
Yeah.
The car for me. So.
Yeah, that's all right, though. Good for the garden.
Exactly right. All right, well, enough small talk.
Yes.
I think Helen's wrapping us up.
Yeah,
that's
fine. Yeah. That's all right.
I get it. We're yabbering on a bit. All right, you know how this thing works, Helen? Three things, put them in order. Cheapest to most expensive, okay?
Yes.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ari's your quiz master. Kick it off.
Here we go. First item, Helen, is the Laura table lamp light in the colour white from Beacon Lighting in Broadmeadow. The second item on the list is a 4-pack of the Heinz tin spaghetti for the little one from Woolies. And then for the last item, you've got the Smith & Noble waffle maker from Harris Scarf, and it's on sale. This one's on sale.
Mm.
Okay, quick recap for you. You've got the Laura table lamp light. Sorry, lamp light.
I love lamp.
4-pack of the Heinz tin spaghetti and then the Smith & Noble waffle maker.
On sale.
Which one do you think is the cheapest there, Helen?
I think the spaghetti. Might be the cheapest.
Okie dokie. Yep, what's the second?
And then I would go the waffle maker.
Okay. Which leaves...
And then the Beacon light.
Okay. Have you ever bought a waffle maker there, Helen?
No, I have not.
Neither have I. I like waffles, though.
I love waffles. Okay.
Once again, we're waffling.
I know. Quick. Hey, that's
good. Get on with
it. Okay, Helen, you want to lock those in?
Yes.
Great. Okay. All right, here we go. The 4-pack of Heinz tin spaghetti from Woolies, $5.70 at the moment.
Mm.
Woohoo! She's like, yeah, I got the one. Okay. Then you've got the waffle maker, Smith & Noble, Harris Scarf, on sale. We'll set you back $48.
Ooh, okay. You're still in this at this point.
Mm-hmm.
But things are getting dramatic.
Yeah,
all right.
Are.
Beacon Lighting, Broadmeadow, selling the Laura table lamp light in white. $99. You've got it, Helen!
Yes!
Well done, Helen.
You have done Helen Orvale proud this morning, and everyone is cheering from their car. Where are you right now, Helen?
I'm right at Macquarie Hills right now.
Yeah, and can you see people like beeping and waving and stuff?
Everybody.
Yeah, that's what I like to see. Well done. Another local winner done right here on UFM.
UFM. De Novos.
So I've come across an article that's breaking down how to actually pronounce a certain lolly. So we've done something similar like this on the show beforehand where I brought you the story about Chupa Chups, you know, the lollipops.
Sure.
They're Chupa Chups. That's actually how you say them properly.
Which blows my mind.
Right?
And how you still, I just can't bring myself to say Chupa Chups.
Chupa Chups. I think it's more fun.
It's cuter. There's no doubt about that it's cuter. But it's also just seems wrong in some way, shape or form.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
So I still say Chupa Chups even though I go, oh, I know that's wrong.
Yes. Well, apparently, you know the brand Haribo, which is kind of a German-branded lolly packet brand.
To me, they taste very good, but are too chewy. That's my personal opinion.
Mm-hmm. Well, apparently, there's been a little bit of a breakdown in how to actually say it. It's meant to be Haribo.
Haribo.
A happy world of Haribo.
Okay. I think I say Haribo.
I've never said it. I say Haribo.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Yeah, I'm going to have
Haribo.
To change my ways.
There we go.
So, I went looking at a list of other mispronounced food names, okay?
Right.
This is a lot of fun.
Oh, this makes me nervous because I pride myself on getting these things right.
Well, you are the foodie in this duo. You are the food spurt. I'm a snack spurt, but you're like the food lover. You're the chef.
But I am very nervous because I find it very embarrassing when I get it wrong.
Okay. So, let's go through this list, and you're going to try and pronounce them, what you think is right, and I'm going to either say yes or no.
All right, so you've just flicked it up on my screen now. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have a go at going through some of these.
Let's
go. You give me the whole right or wrong situation.
Okay.
This is one I say a lot. I hope I'm getting it right.
Mm-hmm.
Charcuterie.
You've got that right, actually.
You know what? Brilliant, because I was very nervous about that one. Because nothing I love more than a charcuterie board.
See, I have some family friends that call it chuckery.
Oh, well, that...
Can you get a chuckery board for me, please?
Yeah, okay. Charcuterie, that one I've got.
Yep.
All right, the next one also... This one makes me nervous because it's not one I say very often and I'm not even 100%... Like, I know what it is, sort of, but not really.
You would put a tiramisu together with this.
Is it mascarpone?
Yes, you've got it right.
Oh!
Well, sort of. You've got to say mascarpone.
Oh, okay. So mascarpone. I did not have that right at all.
Yeah,
mascarpone.
Nay. Not knee, nay.
Oh, I definitely had that wrong.
Yeah.
Definitely wrong.
Or some people say mascarpone as in like Al Capone.
I've heard that
saying.
Before.
Yeah.
Okay. Mascarpone. Mm-hmm. All right. I'll remember that one.
Okay, next one.
50% right at this point.
Mm-hmm. Next one.
Is it? Oh, this one I'm never really sure about. I want to say bruschetta, but I think it's bruschetta.
Correct.
Okay, so it's bruschetta.
Yeah, some people say, oh, can I get that with a side of bruschetta, thanks.
Oh, you know? I've been saying that wrong for years.
Yeah, most people do.
And I reckon I've only just started saying it right. Mm. And what's weird is, because we watch a lot of SBS food at home.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of nerds for that, whatever. It is what it is. And it's said both ways on there.
Right.
So some people are saying it wrong.
Mm.
But you, being, you know, Italian blood, mm-hmm. you know what's right.
Yeah, it's bruschetta.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we're off to...
Leave the sh out of it.
Yeah, we're off to Inforno today. Maybe we can order some bruschetta.
Bruschetta.
All right, next on the list. And this one, is it Worcestershire sauce? I can't even say it. Worcestershire sauce? Worcestershire is how I would say it.
It's kind of like you've got to relax your mouth a little. Then say Worcestershire.
Worcestershire. Oh, yeah. I had that wrong. Okay.
It's like the whole Donkey and Shrek thing. You know how like
Worcestershire.
Yeah, how they say Worcestershire. Like that's how Donkey says it in the movie. Yeah, it's Worcestershire.
Worcestershire. Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, I'm still at 50% at this point.
Yes.
Okay, two more to go.
Yep.
Now this one I think is Gyros.
Yes! Oh
is
my
it?
God! I've been saying this wrong all these years. So
what
you
were
know
you
how
saying?
The delicious Greek wrap,
yes.
mispronounced gyros.
Okay.
Yes.
When I was maybe a kid and saw it written,
yes.
I would have said that, but somebody's corrected me along the way
there
at some point.
There you go.
Gyros.
Gyros.
Okay. The next one also makes me nervous.
Okay.
Is it paella?
Oh, you've got it again. You're actually not doing too bad. Yeah, so it's paella for those playing along.
Well, it's
paella, yeah.
Paella.
Yeah.
Once again, I think I've learnt that off SBS Food.
There you go.
So what do we have there? 3, 6. I got 2 out of 6 wrong. Not too bad.
Not too bad.
I think that's a pass mark when it comes to, you know, going to school. So mm-hmm. I'll take that as a win.
New FM's The Novos, celebrating World Pasta Day 2024. Inforno Hamilton, your local favourite for wood-fired pizza, pasta, and cocktails, now open in Charlestown too.
Yeah, that's right. Now, of course, it is World Pasta Day. Today, we are off to Inforno for our Pasta Day lunch.
Mamma mia.
With 10 lucky listeners.
Woo!
Still 2 seats to give away.
Oh, treating people to some pasta.
That's right. That's right. You just have to get on the show. Your next chance is actually up next, so keep that in mind.
So excited.
I've just been studying the menu. Now, of course, there's all the pasta, and we've been talking about that all week, but I want to just mention some pizzas while I'm here.
Go.
Okay. How about, and I like this a lot,
mm-hmm.
white garlic base, mozzarella, dried rosemary, and baked potatoes with herb. And then a bit of an Italian pork sausage on there as well.
Oh, Italian pork sausages are the best.
Aren't they? It's the sort of little pieces, you know, they crumble up on there and you think, it's an absolute yes for me. How about the king prawn pizza?
This is a bit of me.
Tomato pulp with garlic, oregano, chili, evo and fresh king prawns.
Yum.
It's an oof, sounds fantastic. Like, yeah, we are off there today. And remember, your next chance to get those last 2 seats to come along to our Pasta Day lunch today. That's coming up next as you wake up with the Novos here at New FM. How about this for a feel-good Friday?
New FM. The Novos.
The Novos.
Question.
Mm-hmm.
What did you try for the first time later in life?
Ooh.
Reason I bring this up is Julie, that works at my shop,
mm-hmm.
Was telling me this story, how she was meeting up with some family.
Mm-hmm.
One of the family members is from remote Australia, mm-hmm. like back a whoop whoop, get to whoop whoop and keep driving until you're really, really remote. The sort of place that has no shops, that kind of thing.
Wow.
You know, very far to even drive to get petrol or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Farmer. Loves his life, has a great life, but just lives out there in a, you know, different part of the world than a different life to most,
mm-hmm.
meeting up with family in Melbourne, off to the big city. You know, drove for 2 days almost to get there.
That is a long trip.
Long drive. We're talking remote Australia that he lives in. Anyway, mm-hmm. gets there, all good, and they had to meet up at some point at an RSL.
Okay.
Now, this guy is in his, I want to say, 40s, had never been to an RSL before.
What? That is a staple in this country to
I
go
know
to an RSL
that.
On a
I know
Sunday
that.
Night.
Exactly. But he lived remote for so long and, you know, grew up remote and all that stuff. Yep. I've never been to an RSL. There was all the poker machines, the swirly carpet, the sign in with
swirly carpet.
Well, you know RSLs all have swirly carpet.
Of course.
And then there's the, you know, the sign in, you scanning your license digitally on a screen, and there's all people in suits, and it was all a full like experience for him. To get to your 40s and never been to an RSL is kind of amazing though, right?
Yeah, of course it is.
So it got me thinking, what did you try or not experience till later in life?
Mm.
Maybe it was something like an RSL. Maybe you're someone that's never been there. Or maybe it was something, you know, like a food, for example, you tried for the first time.
That's right.
I had another friend who had never eaten Indian food until he was like 25.
What?
Well, that was my reaction.
That's ridiculous.
He tried it for the first time. He's like, oh, my God, this is amazing. And I was like, yes, it is. How could you have never tried it before? Just the, you know, the way you grew up, or you just didn't have the opportunity or whatever.
Yeah, right.
Well, sometimes it can be things like that.
Yeah, well, I didn't try sweet potato fries until this year.
What?
Yeah.
How have you gotten so far in life and never tried sweet potato fries?
Never seen them really in front of me. Never had the opportunity, I guess. I don't know. I knew they existed, but I didn't know where to get them from. Or I don't know.
Perfect example.
Yeah.
Sweet potato fries is a great example.
Thanks.
You know, sometimes it can just be luck, like you've never had the opportunity or it's just never come up or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so it could be food, could be an experience, could be, for example, a place you've never been, even locally. Maybe you've just never, you know, gone, for example, out to Glenrock.
Oh, there will be people like that.
Or never been up Mount Tomaree.
Or Sugarloaf.
That's right.
There you go.
All those sort of things. 4967-4105. What did you try for the first time later in life? And you're like, how have I been missing this all this time?
Yeah, maybe it was you. Maybe it was a friend, a family member, a partner. Yep.
Exactly, because sometimes it's a friend that you remember the story the most because you're so shocked
by
the fact that they've never had that, the Indian food thing.
Mm.
I'll never forget that. How has he gotten that far in life, never had Indian food? Let's go to Liz in Cessnock first. Mm-hmm. What was your story?
As a youngster, I tried Kalamata olives, and I hated the taste of them.
Yeah.
In my 40s, I tried them again, and I absolutely loved them.
So how long? So it'd been 40 years, or you know, 35 years, say for example, between the first and second try.
Yep.
And you'd be like, oh my God, I've been missing out this whole time.
Yep. I was a smoker.
Okay.
I smoked for 28 years. I have since given up. And when
Good
I gave
you.
Up, I got my taste buds back.
How cool.
There you go. Enjoy those olives when you can.
Exactly. What an interesting story.
I know. All right, let's go to Drew in Tenorba Bay. Hey, Drew, what did you try later in life?
Morning, guys.
Morning.
You're probably not going to believe this, but I went half of my life without the daily essential, coffee.
Wait, so what age did you first have a coffee?
I was like 26 or something like that.
Mate,
like,
what are you doing? What were you doing when you were 22 after a long night out?
That's exactly.
Oh, you're young. You can rejuvenate pretty well when you're young, you know. Well, I think so anyway.
Yeah, right. And are you making up for lost time now, having a couple of extras?
Mate, life can't go on without a coffee to start the day nowadays, brother.
There
well
we
done,
go.
Well done.
That is an extraordinary story to get that far, because there's so much coffee culture around our area.
It is.
To go, I'll just skip on that. All that time is amazing.
Jeez, I couldn't get through year 12 without cups of coffee.
There you go.
Yeah, right. All right, let's wrap this up with Lyndall in Marks Point. Good morning, Lyndall. What did you try later on in life?
Good morning. It wasn't actually me. It's my husband. He's never had tacos until he was 56.
What?
Ari looks like she's about to fall off her perch this
Why
morning.
Why did you marry him? That's my question. If you haven't eaten tacos, doesn't know what good food is.
So does
and
he...
Now we have Taco Tuesday.
Good on you. That is the right way to live.
I love to hear that. Did he... When he first tried it, what was his reaction like?
I loved it.
Yeah, right. So he'd just be like, how did I miss out this whole time? That sort of thing.
Yeah, exactly. And like the other gentleman, he's never drank coffee.
Mm, his mouth is missing out on heaven.
Oh, it certainly is. Well, that is one way to put it.
Oh, yeah. The Novos.
The Novos.
The new FM. Feel Good Friday.
I don't know about you, but I feel good.
Oh, and it's nearly time to get spooky because Halloween is coming up very fast.
That was stunning.
I was like,
Can we get a little more, like a little ooh from you?
Ooh. God, I'm awake now. I'm awake.
God, you're good at that.
So I'm going to try my hand this weekend at being a little bit of a costume designer slash seamstress.
This is fun. Mm-hmm. So you've got a sewing machine, don't you?
Well, it's actually my mum's, but she does let me use it by the grace of her hands.
Okay,
yes.
So you get your little permission slip signed.
Correct.
Mum has to, yeah, you can use the sewing machine for this. And what are you going to sew up?
So I think because I have to, for my Halloween costume for tomorrow night's Halloween night, that's at Argyle House that I'm going to, I'm just going to have to really try and customise my outfit just to make sure everything fits right.
Nice.
I have to make sure that I've got enough materials, all that type of thing. But also, what I'm also going to do is tomorrow afternoon, I'm going over to my partner's house early.
Yeah.
I'm going to spend time with our friends and whatnot. And what we're going to do, I'm going to try and safety pin a few of their costumes as well.
Right, just to get them a bit, like, neater looking.
Yeah, that's right. Because, like, when I was over at my partner's house last night, I was chatting away with them. And basically, I'm just like, you're going to need to safety pin this. You're going to need to do this. You're going to do this, whatever. So I'm just going to help with their costumes. I'm really excited because costumes are one of my favorite things in the world.
Right.
Yeah,
so
I love it.
Because you've never been to a Halloween party, but
no.
You are a bit of a costume slash sewing guru, right?
Yes, because I used to, like, do dance concerts every year or whatever when I was growing up. And my auntie Kim used to teach me, like, how to, like, you know, maneuver material in a certain way that
make
works
it look
better.
Right.
That's right. It's an art form, let me say that. Yeah.
You ever been to Spotlight?
Yes, I have. Mm-hmm. I
you
love
are
it.
You're an
there.
Expert.
Yeah.
All right. Well, very good. I really can't wait to see the photos of how your costume turns out.
Hopefully it's good. Fingers crossed.
It will be, no doubt.
UFM. The Novos.
10 years ago, there's just been a lot of discussion recently about how many short, sharp trends that came along through the internet. Now, what I mean by this is things that were just absolutely massive. Everyone was doing them. They're on TV. They're in and amongst every aspect of your life for like a few months and then disappeared the next day like they were nothing.
Yes.
It was just something about that. It was not the early days of the internet, but like that 2010s when things were just peaking and everyone was doing these trends for a very short time. Let me give you some examples. Do you remember planking, Ari?
I was just writing this down on my piece of paper now that you talked about it. Yes, I do.
Everyone was planking for a minute, just lying flat on things.
Random. And it was dangerous some places too.
That's right. They'd do it on top of a freeway sign or something and you think, oh,
dumb.
Very dumb. And I don't know why you've done that. Yeah, I mean, cool photo, I guess. Then, of course, there was the ice bucket challenge.
I remember this one too.
Now, this actually did some good. A lot of money was raised for ALS and some progress was actually made in the research, which is, you know, fantastic. Then there were a few, I guess, we'll call them like dance crazes. Do you remember the Harlem Shake?
Oh, yeah.
I
could never do it properly.
Every man and his dog, you know, was on a job site somewhere. Oh, congratulations. Like, they were trying to think of every single possible job to do the Harlem Shake.
Oh, I remember when I went to, like, one of the 18th birthday parties back in the day, and everyone was doing this as soon as the song came on, and I'm just sitting there just watching them going, you numpties.
Well, you were ahead of your time.
Yeah, apparently.
Oh, you know, congratulations, your plumber's doing the Harlem Shake, are you?
Everyone just looks like they're possessed.
Exactly.
Good dance move for Halloween.
There you go, get ready for that. Then while we're on that, there was also an duck face selfies. Do you remember that?
Oh, I'm still doing those.
Let me take a selfie.
And also a banger of a song.
You know what?
Yeah.
Just quietly, let's just listen to this for a second. Happy Feel Good Friday, everyone.
Let's bring it back, yo. Let's bring it back.
Then how can you ever forget the first guy to cross 1 billion views on YouTube? I'm, of course, talking about Psy.
Gangnam Style.
Noticing any similarity between those last two songs, by the way?
Well, the dance tracks, aren't they? The EDM type of thing? Yeah.
It was big in the 2010s.
I think it's still a little bit big, but only if you go on clubbing.
That's right. That horsey move that he did?
Oh, the
riding horse move?
Yeah, it's like he crossed his arms and he's flipping his hands, yeah.
How did that become the biggest move on the dance floor for about 3 months, I'm thinking.
Random cowboy.
Exactly. The 2010s was a weird time. And like I said, so many little short, sharp trends. None of them are coming back ever.
The Novo's Guide to the Weekend. Finding new fun stuff to do around the Hunter.
Okay, a couple of big things, a couple of small things floating around for your weekend.
Size matters.
What's on guide? Friday, tonight. Okay, one main thing, the only thing you should be doing tonight, Jets are playing the MacArthur Bulls in Campbelltown, Campbelltown Stadium, rather. That's 7:35pm kickoff. So if you want something fun to do, head on down to Sydney and go and see them play, or just watch it on telly.
Yeah,
that'll be fine.
That is also fine.
Yeah, let's
find
get behind.
Pub.
Yeah, let's get, got it. Get behind our Newcastle Jets for sure.
Come
this
on.
Is round two. Okay, tomorrow, Saturday, first and foremost, your corner of the world, Crevo. It's called Mayfield Day.
Oh, this is actually so good. I went last year.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's awesome.
So free family fun day for the third year in a row. Maybe you could take Emmy and Esme. That'd
yeah.
be fun. Head down for a lineup of market stalls, local business pop-ups, kids entertainment and workshops, food trucks, live music, all of that. Webb Park in Mayfield. Then, of course, you've got the John Hunter Hospital School Fete on tomorrow. We've been advertising this on our show as well and on the station. So the John Hunter Hospital School will be holding its annual school fete from 10 a.m. through to 4 p.m.
Nice.
Food trucks, petting zoos, live entertainment, games, all of that. So that's the station corner of Scott and Watt Street in Newcastle. Then, of course, tomorrow you also have the Oktoberfest Family Fest. Get ready for the celebration. Time to don your Lederhosen and enjoy a frothy taste of Germany.
Have you ever worn leather pants?
No, I've worn leather shorts though.
Have you?
Yeah.
Look, I've never worn them.
Yeah.
But the idea of Lederhosen is quite appealing.
They're not leather shorts though.
Yeah, they are. Isn't that what that is? Lederhosen?
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 No, they're the...
He's googling now.
They're the shorts with the straps, aren't they?
I think. Let's find. I'm going to do a live Google while you tell me
anyway,
the next thing.
So the October Family Fest, so that's at Caves Beach. Go get around that. Of course, because it is Halloween coming up. Hello Queen. There's two events called this. The first one is the Gals and Ghouls. That's at Wickham. At the Lassigari, so it's back for a third year, just a big party. Then, of course, you've got the Hello Queen House, which is what I'm going to tomorrow night. That's at Argyle House in Newcastle. It's an event to send shivers down your spine.
Ooh.
It's a disco, so that's a bit of fun.
Oh, that'll be brilliant. Enjoy that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've done my Lederhosen googling.
Yeah.
A traditional leather breeches worn by men in South Germany, Austria and Bavaria.
Well, there you go.
Sort of right, sort of wrong.
Yeah, okay. Just Google it. And then Sunday, you've got the 2024 Bike Show. So celebrating 47 years of support for families in need.
Wow.
Bikers for Kids invites you to help kick off the appeal at the Newcastle Toy Run for this year. The Motorcycle Show and Shine from 11 a.m. That's at the station as well in Newcastle.
Great course.
Plus, of course, some little bits and bobs at Islington and Newcastle City Farmers Markets are also on Sunday as well.
Go out and support local businesses here at New FM.
Damn, it feels good to be the Novos. The Novos, New FM.
Get that feel-good Friday feeling.
And it is T-minus 2.5 hours.
Oh, what time is it? Oh, okay.
Until we're off to our Pasta Day lunch. Happy World Pasta Day, everyone.
Mwah, bellissimo.
You can celebrate at home. You can celebrate at work, wherever you are. Just by having some pasta.
Oh, eating pasta. Vita bella. It's a beautiful life.
As if you need an excuse.
Mm-hmm.
But I always like an excuse to do things. We'll be off to Inferno Hamilton.
I know. We're going to get treated to a dish or two.
Exactly. A lovely Pasta Day lunch. And before the end of the show, we'll be giving away, awarding the last two seats.
Woo!
So if you've been on the show at some point today, make sure you keep listening.
That's right.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
So, Crevo.
Yes.
You are an interesting man.
Yes.
You also make a lot of interesting comments, noises, sounds, whatever, off air as well as on air.
So, here's how I will explain this.
Yes, please
briefly,
do.
Briefly.
Yes.
Behind the scenes, we have all this time when, like, songs are playing, when ads are playing, all that sort of stuff, where we just chit-chat, we talk about absolutely everything.
We do.
And the realest version of your personality comes out.
Oh, yeah.
The one that is usually reserved for maybe yourself, maybe your partner, but even, you know, when you talk to yourself at home where you're by yourself just doing things. And that real version comes out because we are together for so long in such a small room.
Well, like most of our work day is sitting across from each other.
And with no one else in here.
No.
And I think because we're so comfortable together, that realest version comes out.
Yeah, it does.
And, you know, you do some weird things.
Oh, yeah.
So do I. And I'm willing to admit that. So you're going to get a little behind the scenes here as to what happens when this when we're in our, you know, alone space here, just Ari and I.
Yeah.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
So when I, for example, see something on TV or maybe I'm reading a news article, I'll make a funny noise. And you like to then guess what that's about based on the noise.
Yeah.
Shall we get straight into it?
Okay, so are you going to give us an example first, or are you just going to jump straight into what?
I'm just going to jump straight into a noise, Ari then has to interpret, using her knowing me for what, about a year now?
Yeah.
Interpret what that would mean, and I'll give you a right or wrong.
Okay, here we go. Yeah.
Noise number one. What does noise number one mean?
Okay, and judging based off of the sound, but also your face.
Yeah.
Well, looky here. Someone's a bit fancy today.
That is pretty perfect.
All right.
I'll give you that straight away.
Yep.
Next one.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
I actually haven't heard a word you've said.
You know what? That is pretty close as well. Right, I'll give you that. All right, I'll say that.
This is hard.
Next one. Here we go.
Okay. Your eyebrows is so funny. Hey, can you do it again? Sorry.
What would you interpret that as?
Bro, what the hell did you just say? What story are you telling? Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
All right.
Next one.
Mm-hmm. Ordering a KFC burger combo and they forgot the burger. You're so disappointed.
That is also correct. Something I would do. All right. Next one.
Go.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, I'll have some of that. Yeah, give that to me, please.
That is perfect. That is also correct. You fully understand me.
Yay!
So if you're ever wondering, what are those guys up to behind the scenes when the songs are playing, when the ads are playing?
All we're doing is going, ooh, to each other.
Pretty much, and trying to figure out what the other person is talking about.
UFM. The Novos.
We are almost done for today.
Oh, yeah. Feel good Friday.
Certainly is. The weekend pretty much starts today, let's face it.
Does.
A lot of people will be going to Halloween parties and stuff this weekend. Enjoy that.
Oh, I know I will.
Get out. Get in the spirit, you know, a few costumes and stuff. How fun. You're going to your first one.
I am, really? Yeah, with my boyfriend and our good friend. So, yeah.
That's nice. I'm sure we'll hear all about it on Monday, which is good. We've also got our Pasta Day lunch today at Inforno.
Oh, see.
Now, we have to award our final two seats.
They go to... Chelsea in Cessnock.
Well done. Congratulations,
Chelsea.
You enjoy those. That's going to be so much fun as well. We'll have a report on that on Monday as well. Happy Pasta Day, everyone. Yeah. World Pasta Day.
Yeah.
Enjoy that by having a bit of pasta.
Oh, you have to. I don't care what it is. If it's gnocchi, ravioli, spaghetti, fettuccine, just eat it.
That is great advice. Have a great day and a great weekend, everyone.
Yes.
Beautiful weather all across the region for the weekend, so enjoy that.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see you Monday.
Catch you then.
Bye.
That was The Novos. You want more, right? Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts or newfm.com.au and you can relive all the fun again and again and again.